Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 54 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 52 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 54 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KF0, STS, monitoring.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KE0VH, this is KM6FQY. How are you doing today, Jack?
Hey, Devin. Good to hear you. Glad you could have time to say hello there. Is it still pouring rain over there right now?
Right now, it looks like it's just kind of a sprinkling. There's just some drops on the windows, but yeah, I mean, last night was a little noisy for us, but made it through all okay. So yeah, that's about it. A little tired today, but an extra big coffee down in the coffee shop today. So, yeah, that's just kind of what's going on right now.
Yeah, there's a I found a webcam that's over at like Goose Creek and what is it, 481, that highway that runs north south there on the west side of the freeway. Anyway, yeah, I was curious, you know, how things fared around there. So I found a webcam to look at that at least shows me in the vicinity. And when I was looking at it first thing this morning, it was just pouring rain. So keep your lifeboat handy.
Yeah, I got one in the shed. I'll probably have to pull that out. But yeah, that's cool. I know there's webcams on the interstate here right by the office. So I'll have to take a look at those and things too. But yeah, I know at like where I'm at, we had a tornado warning at like 4:30 in the morning or something. That kind of woke us up. I was already up until like 1:30 because there was another storm to the south that I was watching that might come up, and then it kind of took a turn north and missed us. So yeah, it's just a little sleepy today.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sure. I'm still feeling a little fatigued, man, not only from the 10-day trip, but, you know, being up late like I was on Sunday night and, you know, then getting up normal time on a Monday morning, I'm still feeling it. Boy, I just got hit yesterday afternoon and had to really just lay down and take a nap for a little while. Had the phone close by, but, man, I was exhausted. But woke up, felt better. Anyway, let's see, what else was I going to tell you? Do you anticipate any more severe weather possibly tomorrow?
I was looking at those outlooks that and some links that NC2WX had sent me, and tomorrow looks to be not too bad. It looks like Saturday might be kind of worse. And then today was like, I think Franklin's in the 5% or 10% risk right now for tornadoes, but that probably won't kind of happen until later today. That's kind of what I have for an update on the weather out here at least.
Yeah, good. Okay. You know, one thing that we're Gary and I talked about was, and it would be an online, you know, be able to do remotely kind of thing, but doing a severe weather training class. You know, maybe later down the line after everybody, you know, there at the NOC and whatnot, have their ham licenses and, you know, so on and so forth. Might be something we'd want to think about doing there, Devin.
Yeah, no, I know a lot of the NOC guys would be interested in that. I mean, I guess you don't technically have to have your ham license to be a storm spotter, do you? At least as far as I know, but I know Tennessee also has a thing where they don't, like, necessarily register them. They just kind of, like, go off your word, which I thought was interesting. But, yeah, because I contacted a guy from the National Weather Service via email, and he said, yeah, we don't have any, like, storm spotter certification or anything like that. But this is GAN6 FQY for ID.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you know, you wouldn't have to have a ham license to participate. We would, you know, if Gary puts together a training curriculum that, you know, ran, you know, two or three nights or whatever, you know, for a couple of hours, however, you know, ended up deciding to do it, anybody and everybody would be welcome. You know, not only would we make that available here, and Skyhub link wise, but you know, whoever wanted to attend.
Okay, cool, yeah. I'll reach out to the NOT guys and let them know that that might be in the books, and I'll just keep them updated. Also, of course, let everyone else know in the ham radio meeting we have on Friday as well.
Hey, cool. Hey, by the way, have you set an official time? Did you send out an invite for our next K-Love Ham Club meeting? I don't recall seeing it if you did, but have we decided anything official yet?
Yeah, I set one up for this Friday, I think, last week. So this will be on April 4th at 2 p.m. Central Time. So it looks like a few people haven't responded yet either. So if you need me to, I can forward you that email.
Yeah, A-firm. Okay, yeah, go ahead and do that, just in case I missed it, and I'll look at the team's bit, too. But like Micah McDonald, yeah, I'll be there, so we'll do that. All right, buddy, well, very good. I am pulling in to fill the truck up with gas and have it ready for the next mission there. Took care of an APT Kodak team going to Estes Park. Had to go down to the main KLDV studio office area to take care of that, but it looks like that's stable now. I'll talk to you later, Devin. Thank you, buddy. Get some rest. Try to get caught up there. KN6FTY, KE0VH, Wheatridge, Colorado on the Mount T447.1 repeater. Talk to you later, my friend.
Thanks, Jack. Yeah, you get some rest as well, and try to catch up from your trips that you've been taking. So, hope you have a good rest of your day, and I'll talk to you later. KE0VH, this is KN6FTY out of Franklin, Tennessee.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly sunny. 54 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
WD4AZA switching to DMR.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
MCTW, can I take to the Colorado Sphere room with DMR?
MCTW, KJOSA, in the Colorado Sphere room, getting in good.
Hey, good day to you, Scott. Hope you're doing well. Let's try to get together this afternoon on the phone if we can. I got you on the roster, and now moving the wires executor over here as well. How are things with you? Over.
Not the same, Gary. So just staying in where it's warm, and dealing with the other issue. But day by day. So, all right. Well, thanks for putting me on the roster. I'll be listening via this rear room today.
All right. Sounds good. And I'm now connected to this rear room with Wires X as well. And, yeah, you're sounding great, Scott. And C2WX.
Yeah, we'll talk later on the phone. Sounds good. Yeah, I really like DMR. I think I'm going to start researching and putting one in my car. So that way I'll have analog and DMR in there.
Yeah, for sure. Never hurts. Never hurts to have the extra backup. DMR was well known for its stability and sure sounds good, too. MCQWX.
Percent, Gary. 100%. All right, I'll let you get at it. K0SCH in the severe room monitoring.
You ordered this stuff, Gary. KF0SES.
Nope. Don't shoot messenger, please. MCQWX.
I don't know what you're getting down there in Pueblo, but we're getting quite a bit of junk up here. We already got 1 inch of snow on the ground since about, I guess it was about 9 o'clock this morning, 10 o'clock this morning, it's been snowing.
Yeah, radar can kind of sort of see it. Heaviest up there over Woodland Park. This should be somewhat short-lived today. We'll see, but then there's the second round tomorrow night, Saturday.
Roger that. Yeah, well, Mother Nature needs to quit being bipolar and just become polar. KF0SES.
I agree. A good straight-on westerly flat flow would be nice for about a month or five. NCKWX, standing by for the mail.
KC0CJV monitoring channel.
Dennis and Marty, I got you both on the roster.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Happy Thursday. For the weather outlook net here on Sky Hub Lake and in the Colorado Center Weather Room. My call sign is River Charlie 2, Whiskey X-Ray, SD2WX. Name here is Gary, located in southeastern Colorado. John W7JPJ is your networking host once again today. This briefing airs Monday through Fridays at 1300 Mountain Time on the SkyOnLink.com system and in the Colorado Severe Room, where the Severe Weather Network is on air whenever our region is under threat. During this net, we provide information to Skyhorn Star Spotters for the Flood National Weather Services, with whom we are co-workers here in the Central High Plains and Rockies region. This is a directed net. All traffic must pass through net control, unless otherwise directed, of course. Should there be an emergency, please key in with break, break, break. We'll suspend the net for the duration of your emergency traffic. This is a linked system, so please key in, wait a second and a half or two before speaking. Hang on to that push to talk for an equal time afterward so that we all hear your entire transmission. Once again, there in Telegram, John standing by for your check. He's in the Colorado Regional Weather Chat Room. Regarding the two Telegram rooms that we host, we are asking that if you're a licensed amateur radio operator and a member of either Telegram room, please include your call sign with your name. This will probably soon become a requirement. Let's see, what else do we have today? Skywarn training. You missed, the Monday night Weather Service Norman, Oklahoma training. That was excellent, as a couple of folks pointed out yesterday here in the net. Let's see, we do have some trains remaining. Cheyenne County, Colorado on the 15th. From 6:30 to 8 o'clock Mountain Time, and then let me reset here.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
Call it. It's really almost sleet, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Small and lightly grapple, but it's not flaky like snow, so I guess that makes it sleet. I haven't heard Paul Stanley in a while, so I guess he's still kicking.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good. Yeah, you know, he'll pop up when he feels like it.
Well, he's been staying busy. Brian called, this was not long before you got back. He called and he said, I just want to tell you that it worked down and everything went perfectly, and it's just, everything's working great. We're thrilled. I said, Brian, you're making me nervous.
That's funny. Yeah, I talked to Josh earlier. He was trying to figure out how to, I don't think it was Sunday, they have like a show that comes over the Bridget, I think, and he wanted to essentially record it, and, and he was just asking me how he actually figured it out, I think, but he was trying to work through, like, how exactly in Wheaton that he would do it, and I think he was just going to make the connections and make sure it works on the recorder. I told him what we do is how we have the, you know, the salvos already created in Bootnet, and kind of explained it all and how, you know, we can send a command to get it to work. And he said he may look into that if they don't already have it ready to go. But I never heard back, so I assume no news is good news.
Probably. He's pretty smart. And Brian was really enthusiastic about it. It's like, I don't think he ever really understood Next Gen. You know, he always just pawned it off. Here's all this. You will shadow Samantha. Even when she doesn't need you, you'll watch what she's doing. You'll, you know, learn it, know it, do it. And he seemed really enthusiastic about it. Like, wow, I can do this.
I think Zeta is a lot more user-friendly than Next Gen was. Next Gen was just a clunky mess. And, like, you know, once you kind of figured it out, you can make it clunky. And they really worked on making Zeta user-friendly. You know, I still had to learn some stuff, but, you know, pretty good shape. I just wish we would have had Samantha out here. What a difference that would have made.
No kidding. Well, I'm glad she's going to California.
Yeah, I think she's home today. And she was saying she has, between now and California, 3 stations. I didn't ask questions, like, was it the same company, you know, like, whatever. But they're all 3 remote installs. And so I guess she's going to do it all from the comfort of her house and switch him over that way. They're like, that's cool. That works, then great. Why waste the money?
Well, that saves the customer all the travel expenses.
Yeah, you know, that could be why they're doing it. Not to save the expense, but because the customer said, we can't afford to bring you guys out here.
That's right. Well, I have no doubt that we could do California with her help, remote, her to be there to train Todd, Joel.
Yeah, she will. I think she was going to yesterday get onto their system and see what she could start working on in preparation for the install. Like, I like that, you know, I wish Samantha would have done our install. I felt like, I was going to keep saying that, just hearing, you know, her, just like, yeah, I want to start working on it now, you know, a month out.
What I need to do is get that server where she can get on it, the new server, because she'll have to do all that stuff, but, you know, she can do whatever she wants in there because it's, you know, it doesn't use a server now. I think Todd's got it, you know, racked up and connected and all that. I just don't know if he has it on the network and an IP address assigned and, you know, all that stuff. And where, you know, to where it can, well, he needs to do Windows, not Windows, server updates and all that stuff.
Yeah, you might get it, you know, ready to go tomorrow, and to install that RCS remote program that we sent them for all the other computers. And it should be on that and on the audio server that has the database. I'm pretty sure. And let's let her know what the name is of the computer, and that way she can start getting her done.
Let me see a pilot next to you. I'm not driving fast. I'm flying low. He has an airplane on the back window. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll tell him to get on that. He may have already done it. If he has, we just need to even know the name and all.
Yeah, it's possible that they've been talking too, you know, so. Yeah, while you were, when I first got back and I was eating lunch, you know, you're in engineering, I heard, it was like this, right? There's no, I doubt very seriously the jets are flying, but man, this is what it's like. I mean, I thought we were going to go down because it was just this, probably just 5 minutes of a plane flying over our building, and it just sounded really, really close. And it was just, you know, I didn't look outside or anything. I figured I probably wouldn't see anything, but it sounded like flying really low over our building. It's crazy.
It might have been. I mean, they don't stop necessarily in the real world outside of training. They don't stop flying when the weather gets crappy, so they have to practice when the weather is crappy.
Like, I don't know what the weather itself is going to be tomorrow, other than cold. But it's just a, you know, clear, no rain or snow. They still might do the flyover for the game. And it's possible they were practicing. But yeah, they ended up losing. Bases loaded. The last three guys all went down swinging. Mind you, the two guys, at bat, just foul after foul after foul, and then Brenton Doyle comes up and, you know, goes down swinging. Pathetic. But hey, the good news is we're not the Braves.
Well, I guess it's better than going down looking, standing there looking stupid, getting call strikes on all that stuff. Yeah, I think it's going to be crappy weather tomorrow. Weather action day, at least that's what Fox 31's saying. So, I guess we'll find out. I'm glad I'm not going.
Yeah, just go home and watch it online. Or not online, watch it through the app, or for you, through the TV, if you want. Figure out who's going to be pitching tomorrow. Cinzatella. I guess it may still be Freeland. They haven't announced it yet, so. No. Monday, I think, and the opener against the Phillies. You know, it may be, if Cinzatella pitched today, it may be Marquez pitching tomorrow. Because I think it's Freeland, Cinzatella, Marquez, and, oh, the guy who got hit in the head a few years ago. I think that those are our four starters.
Well, you kind of need five. Okay.
Yeah, and they may bring a fifth one before because of the random off day on Tuesday. But yeah, who knows? I haven't. They've been such weird time games that I haven't really been able to watch and listen to see what they're saying. So they may have a fifth guy, or they may not. I really don't know. I think Austin is the other starter. He got injured, but he's in rehab, so I have two more games left to start in AAA before he comes back up.
Thanks, man. Well, I guess we'll see. We can't wait for baseball to start, and then we can't wait for it to end. South Coast is better baseball because they're tired of the Rockies sucking.
I don't mind. I come to expect it. But yeah, the Dodgers are 8-0. The Padres are 7-0. I think it's Giants, Arizona, then of course. But the Braves are 0-7. their worst start ever. So like I said, at least we're not the Braves.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I guess I'll get off here. Hope you have a good evening. Stay warm. Hopefully we can make it a OPW5WCA.
Yeah, you know, after going to the emissions place, I feel like I've worked 3 days more than I should have. Have a good evening. Enjoy your grilling outside. W0HOP.
K06QT. Kilo Oscar 6. Quebec Tango. Jeff. K06QT. Kilo Oscar 6. Quebec Tango. Clear. K06QT6 Quebec Tango calling for a radio check. Nothing heard. K06QT clear.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Updated weather. Flood warning. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
KZ8YZF Mobile. YVF Mobile.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KDAC. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
K0, EYS Global on the Morrison repeat.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
WPX, W06A. Nothing heard, W06A.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
AE7RJ, NVTZ.
NV2G, AE7RJ. Sorry for the delay. My phone rang just as you called, but it was, you know, spam or whatever. So I just silenced it. So, you're getting well. You're getting into the repeater well. He sounded good, just like the simplex across the street thing.
Oh, very good. And I'm hearing you, full quieting, if that's the proper terminology for C4FM transmission and reception and so on. And I was seeing your call sign scrolling across the screen, which must have meant that it was your station transmitting. So I've done something okay with this thing.
I, too, can see your call sign. And there's no... Well, those are artifacts. So it sounds good.
Okay, very good. I do not know at the moment if I am able to send WiresX commands with this radio. I will explore that at some point. I can't tell from the labels on the buttons if that's a possibility or not. So anyway, I may. What is your position on using WiresX on your repeater?
Well, that's what we're doing now. It's on a system called Skyhub Link, and it's going across the universe. Everybody in the country in Australia and Europe can hear us.
Way cool. Is it your preference that it stay right where it is, or is it acceptable for client stations such as myself to use WiresX to move to a different room and then put it back?
are you liking?
Okay, very well. I appreciate that, Randall. You answered the question I was going to ask. Does it return? I know it can't do so. And you said that it returns an hour later, so that's way cool. I don't remember the model. I think this one is a 7250, if I'm not mistaken. And I have the FTM 400 in my truck. I know that I can control Wires X node. And so I may do it from there. If I can do it from here, even better. You may or may not know Matt Barrett, KI7NOO. Anyway, he and I have talked about exploring Wires X and other such things, so we'll see how that goes. It is that hardware. It is the DR1X. Currently, because right now it is set up for Bloomsday and Torchlight Parade, it is set to fixed FM. So it is analog only, at least for the time being.
Yeah, very good. Where is it?
So, downtown, or adjacent.
Downtown, where down?
That's good enough for me. I don't need to know an exact cause. Oh, okay. Yeah, very good. It is, downtown, a few blocks west of Monroe on Riverside.
Okay, very good.
That should serve us well. Yeah, it's something I've put up now. This might be the fourth or fifth time or so. Fourth or fifth or sixth maybe time that we've used it for Bloomsday and Torchlight Parade. At Bloomsday, it is the start line repeater, because the antenna basically looks right down Riverside. It can see every intersection all the way down Riverside, all the way to Division.
Okay. Well, very good.
Yep. Very good, very good. Thanks, Randall. I appreciate the tour of a number of repeaters and such, and the signal reports and so forth. I'm pleased with what I've done, and Matt and I will explore System Fusion and Wires X and other such things, amongst other things that I end up doing over the next little.
And Skyhub just identified, as you saw there. So,
all right.
All is well. A friend of mine lives in Arizona, and he's just put up a repeater. He's going to put it on Skyhub Link. Last I talked to him, which was before we went on our little trip, he had the node running, he had the repeater running, but the repeater was running into a dummy load. So he hadn't got it all quite squared away yet, but he could talk from it. And so part of me is kind of hoping he'll come on here now, because we haven't yet been able to talk to him on this. I'm going to hang here for a bit, unless you've got something else that you'd like to experiment with.
No, actually, I probably ought to get back to other things that are on my mind as well. Paperwork for Bloomsday and putting together a brand new net that Chris Barnes asked me to stand up on the starting the first Saturday in May, running on 60 meters. I can tell you more about that at some point if you're interested. I do have one question before I forget. Is your repeater set for digital what mode is it set for? AMS or something?
I don't recommend that people use it FM without discussing it with me, because while they're doing that, the people on Sky Uplink won't hear them, and there's a likelihood of them being just stepped all over. So normally, when somebody wants to use my repeater for FM, I turn off the node and let them use it, and then I turn the node back on later.
Oh, very well, very well. I'm just curious about my radio with the flashing EN. Given what you just told me, if you don't mind, I would like to make one brief transmission with an analog radio and see how your repeater behaves. I'm sure it'll behave well. And then, as a result, see how my radio behaves.
Okay. FM, it shall be. If we get stepped on by Sky Uplink, we'll just have to live with that. What I think will happen is that our transmission will take priority as long as we don't key up while they're talking. If we do, I think we'll keep it, even though the signal comes in over the internet. Does that make sense?
Having a AMS repeater, system fusion repeater, I explored this some time back. I actually still have a WiresX HRI 200 and such, and haven't done anything with it for years, so I have forgotten virtually all that I know. But this shouldn't take long. I just want to say my call sign, a word or two perhaps, and see what my radio does and hear what you can tell me after we do that, and we can go back to digital.
Okay, let's do that. I will meet you on FM, AE7RJ.
AE7RJ, NV2G, as I turned on my analog radio.
Well, there's this repeater puts out an output tone as well. So if you wanted to set up tone swift on your analog radio, you could manage to not listen to this noise.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that would be awesome. Same tone as the, so it's the same tone both directions.
Yes, sir, and helps a lot, so I recommend it. I think every repeater in the world should be putting out the same tone as their input. If it was me, and in this case it is me, it's just like that.
Yep, Randall, you and I think alike, and I think great minds think alike, that since you think the way I do, or whichever, vice versa, I don't know what that says about either of us, but anyway, there we are. So, again, thanks for all the radio testing today, the signal reports and all that. So I appreciate it. I'll catch up with you soon. NV2.
And I'm hanging around. 87RJ, Spokane County, Washington State.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning.
WADW, KCBOA. WADW, KCBOA.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly sunny. 46 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey.
ACG listening, Sky Hub link on Silverthorn analog.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy. 45 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.